Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I have a love-hate relationship with social media. A lot of people like to blame social media for certain problems in society, as if Facebook or Twitter or fucking Instagram has cognitive thought and is somehow destroying society. They're putting none of the blame on humanity. Humanity sucks. That's the fucking problem with social media. Facebook isn't inherently good or bad. Facebook is just a fucking forum for douchebags to go to spew their fucking nonsense, and then everybody fucking sees it. Sometimes people like to blame social media for, like, relationships breaking up. Like, if it wasn't for Facebook, my wife never would have left me. It's the person who fucking left. Just because there was an avenue right at their fingertips inside their phone that made it easier for them to leave, or I guess not really easier for them to leave, but it allowed them to more easily find somebody else. It doesn't mean, like, it's Facebook's problem or the fucking cell phone's fault. Like, your husband's a dick. He fucking left you because he found some bitch on Tinder that he wanted to fuck. It's no different than bars or fucking brothels. And honestly, let's think about that for a fucking second. Do you really want to stay with somebody that would have left you if Facebook was available? If you could take Facebook away and guarantee that that person would stay with you, would you have done it? Fuck that. If my partner has an inner that she could potentially cheat on me and leave for another dude, just let her fucking do it. Don't let her fucking hang with me and not give a fuck about me, because that sucks dick. But I wasn't even really going to bitch about that. I just got off on a fucking tangent. One of my big problems with social media is how people present themselves on social media. I don't really like how people present themselves in general, to be perfectly honest with you, because it's bullshit. It's a fucking facade. And I'll give you a big example. It has to do with my old field. It has to do with radio. A lot of douchebags in the radio business. I loved radio, and I was on the air for a long time. There was one thing I never did on any of my social media profiles. I never identified myself as an on-air talent. You know why? Because I'm not a douche. I fucking hate the term on-air talent, and I hate the majority of people who will identify themselves as that. Because most of the people that do that aren't really hosts. Most of the people that do that might just crack a mic every now and then. I understood what I was doing when I was on the radio. I would crack the mic, I'd do a fucking interview, I would read some fucking sports scores, I'd tell a couple fucking jokes, and then that's it. Even when I hosted shows, I've hosted a couple shows in my day. You get some stories, you read some stories, you talk about the fucking news of the day, you get some phone calls, that's it. I'm not fucking curing cancer. I don't view myself as some kind of fucking big talented host. You know how I know I'm not? Because nobody gives a shit about me. And they shouldn't, really. Who the fuck am I? I'm just a guy that's trying to have a good time. But I was on Facebook earlier just scrolling through shit, and I see something. On-air talent. And I'm like, on-air talent? I know you. Who the fuck? You're not a fucking on-air talent. You pass out fucking stickers. You work in fucking promotions. Who the fuck are you? On-air talent, my fucking ass. Let me take a look at this. And I looked, and I found out that this person, like, hosts a local music show on Sunday for an hour. Look, I hate to break it to you. I'm sure you're excited about your local radio show. But let's be honest. You work the weekends. You don't fucking matter. Nobody gives a shit about you. If you do a fucking hour a week, are you really an on-air talent? Are you? I hosted a show in December, and it was 3 hours long. As some asshole does just 1 hour on the fucking weekends, you gotta work fucking 3 goddamn weeks in a row to match my 3 hours. And I'm just an asshole. I'm just a fucking nobody who called my boss and said, "Hey, buddy, can I just dick around for 3 hours?" And he said, "Yeah, we got nothing going on. Go ahead and sit in." So, I mean, you're not an on-air talent. It's such a smug, douchey fucking term, on-air talent. It's so pretentious and self-important, is it not? The amount of self-importance in the fucking media is just fucking mind-blowing to me. It just makes me sick. That's one thing I do not miss about working in radio. The amount of people who think they're fucking important. I mean, and these are people that hit buttons and run prize wheels and pass out t-shirts. There's really a couple people in radio stations that make money. The big time hosts, the salespeople, and then like the bosses. Most of the people there ain't making shit. Take a look at me. I didn't make fucking shit. If I made money in radio, I'd still be working on radio. I wouldn't be fucking selling insurance. You wanna know how much money I made in radio? I have an old fucking paycheck right here. It's an old fucking paycheck. It's an old paycheck from 2011. I was making $7.46 an hour. Think about that. I started there in 2006. That was 5 years in. 5 years in as a full-time employee at the fucking radio station, doing sports every fucking morning, and, you know, occasionally cracking the mic on a fucking talk show. $7.46 an hour. An hour, for fuck's sake. By the time I left, I think I was making like $10.10. So the peons in radio, and I was a fucking peon, they don't make shit. That's why they fucking leave all the time. So when you see somebody on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, who identifies himself as an on-air talent, and you only hear them an hour a week, I promise you, they're fucking worthless. Nobody gives a shit about them, and they're making no money. Calling yourself a fucking on-air talent for doing a fucking one-hour-a-week talk show, that's like me pretending I'm the host of a real radio show by doing this fucking podcast twice a week. I do this for free. And it's probably better than your fucking lame-ass local radio show, too. As a matter of fact, I promise you it is. I promise this is better than that horse shit. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. How about that shit? With new episodes, you can get every one on Podbean, the website or the app. Download it. Download me. Or subscribe to me on Google Play. You can do that. Or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can do that. Or you can be my Facebook friend, which there are some of you who just listen to the podcast right in that fucking timeline. I'm going to keep doing that for you. You can follow me on Twitter @JohnsonHateYou or on Instagram. You can see me there at maybe 5 minutes.